break his own neshech. So why ain't you even lazy? Zos that Taisu says we are shleim at the hosan kshem is kavan likzo leinis yaishu abaylem vahoche kvarnis yaishu. So if the baylem were already miyayish, some emela, so we said pshat in Taisu and Baba Kamad of Kuf Yadala from Adbei says that you saw that after Yish, it's Niklash, the Bailus of the Bailam, and so there's therefore there's no Leisigzel. I saw on the Teres Shmuel, we had learned Pshat in the previous Taisvis es Akasha, that Leisigzel is Nitik Leese, Hashiv Teshivim. Why aren't you, it's just like it's Nitik Leese, why aren't you Mekayim Hashiv Teshivim? And we had said Pshat in Taisvis that Taisvis learns like the Bala Moyo, that Be'emes and Begeris Rabbe, and Rabbe holds that there's a takonis hashovim that a gazlon is kind of beyush. So Taisus asked the kasha naniach that he was kind of beyush, hafal pikein, but it's a lava nitik lesa, a filu, the way that Taisus aroshes, a filu, he pays back, a filu was nisraf, and he pays back with money. He also mekayim the esse of a shovis kseila. So why isn't it called, why wasn't he mesakin the love of Leisigzel? Why does the Mosei Matana Baalmo de Yoyble? So we had said Pshat in Taisvis, that Taisvis learns like the Baal Amir, Vageris Rabin, he's kind of beyush. So the Teresh Mul asks, if Taisvis holds you kind of beyush, so what's Taisvis Kasha over here? Why aren't you even Leisigzel? Why my lack of love the Leisigzel? So he says, if Taisvis holds like the Balamoyo, so he's kind of beyush. So Mamele, so that's why he's not even Leisigzel. He blames by Tzorchiyun, but I don't understand the Kasha. I think the Kasha is not Shver at all. That according to the Balamoyo, when a gazlan steals, so there's a takonis hashovim that he should be kind of beyush. But takonis hashovim is after he stole. So we have to understand like this. This person picked up an aveide, a manas lahachziroi. So memele, so, and then the bailam was miyayish. So the bailam is not kind of beyush because it's bisura osaliyoda. It's not kind of beyush. So the bailam, it is not his. Now he was machavan legozloi. He was machavan legozloi, so now he's oivel leisig, so that was Taisvis kashe. That is true. After he steals it, there's atakones, as is atakones ashovim, that a gazlan is kind of yish, but first he has to be a gazlan. First he stole, that the takanas hashovim was set by gazlanim. So he's first kind of yish after he stole. After he stole, he falls into the category of a gazlan, and by a gazlan, the chazal made a takanas hashovim is kind of yish, but first he stole. So Taisvis asks, but the minute he stole, it was over Leisigzel. Why does the Gemara say, Ein ei over Elamishim Oshiv Teshiva? He was over Leisigzel also. He was over Leisigzel also. That was Taisvis Kasha. And that Taisvis answered that he wasn't over Leisigzel since he stole it after Yish. But Ein Hanami, after Yish is kainet. After Yish is kainet, out the Balamoyl's husband. Now that what the Gemara says, that he's over Hoshiv Teshivim, means if he didn't return it. If he returned it, even after Yish, and he was kainet, so he's Mekayim Hoshiv Teshivim, that's the previous Taisus. The previous Taisus says that, Why is it called a matone ba'alme? He's mekayim moshev teshivim when he returns it. Afil he's going to be used. Ein lechanami. Our gemara means, the second gemara means when he did not return it. We did not return it, so it was not alamanas lahavzer, so lesuch lesalem. He wasn't taiva. Because he picked it up on Manas Laharzer. Le Sigzel, he wasn't even, because he decided to take it for himself after years. He wasn't even Le Sigzel. Hashiv Teshivim, he's stuck over. If he doesn't return it, if he'll return it, Enoch Hanami, then he'll be Mekayim Hashiv Teshivim. Like Taisvis said, that like the previous Taisvis. This is Shitas Ataisvis. Now, we had mentioned the Shitas HaRamban. The Ramban has a different mahalach in the Gemara, and I'd like to mention how did the Ramban learn Pshat in this Gemara. The Ramban says as follows, the Shitas HaRamban is that Pshat in the previous Gemara was as follows, that if he picked it up a Manas Lagozloi, so then he never became a Shema on the Aveda. So then, when the Bailam is Miyayish, he's Kaine Biyish. Normally, by every Aveda, when you pick it up a Manas Lahazah, so the Yish doesn't help, because it's Yish Bershus. That's the Shitas HaRambam. So therefore, Yish doesn't help if I pick it up on Manas Laharzer, and I'm a Chuyif to return it, because the Yish doesn't help, it's Yish Bershus. But if I picked it up on Manas Ligzil, so he never became a Shemar of the Bailam, it never became Bershus HaBailam, so now that the Bailam is Miyayish, so he's Kaina Al Tzaveda. So it's his, there's no Chiyav HaShove. So according to the Ramban, the Loshon HaGemara was Merdi. So Av Alpi Shemachzira Matona Ba'almo Deyoivle. That means he was Koined Al Tziyush Taveide. There's no Chiyav HaShove anymore. So Memele, so he was over all three Yisurim. He was over Leisigzel. There's no Din Vahishim HaSagzela because he was Koined already. Biyush Taveide. He's over Hoshev Teshivim. There was no din to be made. There's no din to be made. Shivet Nabus is going to be used Aveda. He was over Leisucha Lisal. That was the previous Gemara. Now let us try to understand our Gemara according to the Ramban. So our Gemara says like this: It not lo almenas lahachzer. Not Lamanas Lahachzer, so Lamaise, when he picked it up, so he's not able to Leisucha Lesalem, because he picked it up Lamanas Lashivai. There was Chalavim Achiev of Hoshiv Teshivim. He picked up an Avedus Chalavim Achiev of Hoshiv Teshivim. Then he was Nisyayish, but the Yish doesn't help at all, because Yish by Aveda doesn't help according to the Ramban, because it's Yish Bershus. He picked it up on Nas Laharzel, so it's Nimtza Bershus HaBailam. So the Yish doesn't help. That was, so the Baile is Mechuyim to be Meshiv the Aveda to the Baile. Now, after the Yish is not Alamanas Legosloi, now he decided to steal. So the Imre Moshe says, Amor de Kipshat, according to the Rambam. He decided now to steal it. So the minute he decided to steal, there was before Ayush Taveda. He was Miyayish, he was Naveda, and then he picked it up on Manas Laharzer. The Yish didn't help because it's Yish Bershus. He picked it up on Manas Laharzer, so it's Bershus. I buy him the Yish, not, but it's a Yish. But the Yish doesn't help because it's Yish Bershus. The minute it's not a lamanas legozloi, now he has no interest of returning it to the Bailam. So the minute it's not a lamanas legozloi, it becomes ois, now ois bershus habailam. So now the yish which came about before can now work. Till now it couldn't work because it was Yishbashus Bailim. Since he was a Shema of the Baal, it was Yishbashus Bailim. The minute he decided to gazel the Chayfetz, so Memele became Yishbashus Bailim, so now Yishtaveda works. So Memele, so he's not over Loisigzel, it's not over Loisigzel because Bibas, just like in the first case, he's koinet, there's no chiyuv exela after the yish, he's koinet al tziyushtaved. So over here also, the minute he's mechavel legozloi, so the yishtaved is now chal, because now it's not anymore birshus abaylan. So he's koinet, and there's no isak zela over here, because the gzeil and the yush are chal bebasachas. And that what it says is oiva hoshiv teshiveh means by being mechavel legozloi. So now he was mafkiyah the mitzvah of hoshiv teshiveh. Till now there was chal on him achiyah of hoshiv teshiveh. Because he picked it up when there was an Aveda, so it was the Chal and the Machiyah of Hoshev Teshiveh. And now that he was Koinet B'Yish, so he was Mevatel, the Mitzvah of Hoshev Teshiveh. So even Mishim Hoshev Teshiveh means that by being Bechavim L'Gozloi, he was Mevkiyah, the Mitzvah of Hoshev Teshiveh. He can't be Mekayim anymore, the Mitzvah of Hoshev Teshiveh. I feel a little return it. It's Maton Le'Balmo D'Yoivle. So Mamela, that shot by being Mechavim L'Gozloi, he's not over Le'Sigzel because he's Koinet with Yish, the minute he's Mechavim L'Gozloi. And he's over Hoshev Teshiveh means because now it's impossible to return it. Because it became his, and there's no Chiyav HaShava anymore, so the Chiyav HaShava that was Chal, was Nifka through that he was Miskavim L'Gozloi. That is how the Imre Moshe says Pshat in the Rambam, on this Loshen. Let us go further. What is, if he didn't pick it up, and the Bailam are miyayish? So that means the Hoshev Teshivim is first Chal when you pick it up. He didn't pick it up. So there was never Chal in the Machiyah of Hoshev Teshivim. Now when the Bailam is miyayish, so now he's kind of biyush. Now when he picks it up, he's going to be used. In that, according to Shitas HaToysis, Toysis holds the whole concept of Bisura Osa LeYodai. If I pick it up before Yish, I can't be going to be used because it was Chal Achiyav HaShava. But here it's speaking about he did not pick it up. So Achiyav HaShava was not Chal. So Memele, so now when the Bailam is Miyayish, I'm going to be used. The only thing I was over, it was Leivan Leisucha Leisal. What does Rashi say? Himtin lo bisho shero oiso v'loinot lo lachziro oive b'leisucha Leisalem shrei helim einov. Zot te gemara baita omar ove haiman dechozi denofal zuzay mechavrei bechalso. A person saw how Reuven saw how Simon dropped Azuz in sand dunes. Vashkechei. And he found it. Vishoklei. Leimechayev ladurile. So there's no chiev to give it back to him. Akochoch is speaking about that when he picked it up, that person was aware that he lost the Azuz. Or the mamashmish bekisoi, So lemechayv ledur elei, he's not mechuyv to return it. My time uhudenofu minei miyayishu, he's miyayish. That means this is to find a zuz in sand dunes is like finding a needle in a haystack. So mimele hezicha is miyayish of ever retrieving the zuz. So mimele is allowed to keep it. Av al gav the chozi the icy arbele become marble. So now I'm watching this person. This person goes and gets a sieve and starts sifting the sand. So Meimaroma, I say ki heiche de novo minoi didi, achina minofo mine shachine umashkech midi. So the Ritzvosh in the Shita Mekebet says as follows. That means if this person who comes back with the sieve says, you hear him saying that Omer Rabin Yomin Hakol Becheske Sumim, and he takes all the schoolers that to find an Aveide, so this person wasn't Miayish. So then you have to, you see that he's looking, he's trying to find the zuz that he dropped. That is, if he said this, Omer Rabin Yomin, he wants to, or he says, Beferish, I'm going to go now and sieve the sand till I find my zuz. If he says that, it's not Botlo Daite, and then the person who took the zuz was Mechuyev to return it, because he took it Bifnei Yish. Our Gemara is saying this person did not say a word. But I see him taking a sieve. So now, there'd be a svara to say that from that what he took the sieve is a raya, he wasn't miyayish. And that the Gemara says, no, we're not toile. That what he's sifting the sand is because he's not miyayish on the zuz. I assume a normal person is miyayish. Number one. And number two, I assume he's a normal person. That what he took the sieve to sift the sand, he just realized how helpless a person is when he loses something in the sand to find it. So he thought, so Mr. Tama, I'm not the only person who lost things in the sand. So maybe I'll be able to find someone else's money that was lost in the sand. But I'm not toile this pule as a hechoche that he was not miyayish. Ashi bechalso bein achilis arbelo kavore. Zot Rashi, zot the Mishnah Baita. Motzo bachanus, a person found money in a chanus. Harei elu shaloi, so he can keep the money. Let us see what Rashi says. Motzo bachanus, harei elu shaloi. So Rashi says bedovo she'ein boi simin koi. Speaking, I found something without a simen. Tahu denofal mine miyayish. The one who dropped it was zicha miyayish. Shahakul nichnosim lisham. Now we'll see as the Mishnah progresses, there are certain areas in the chanus where the customers come. There are certain areas in the chanus where only the bailam is there. So al kaponim, so if I find money in an area where everyone comes, in the tadovo shain by simen, so the one who lost it knows he has no way to prove that this is his money, because there were 100 people here in the store. Shtatsa Rashi means, miyayish shakul nichnosim lisham. Everyone comes there. I mean, all the customers are in the chanus. See, there's no way to prove the all elachiyidin and no one will, but he lost a davo shayin by simen and he has no way to prove that it's his. And then, so if he'd be the only customer, this person was waiting for a customer for the last 3 months, he's the only customer that came, so then he's not miyayish, because no one's there, so he can say, you know, I'm your first customer in 3 months, this is my zuz, but it's not true. We're speaking about Shakel Nechnosim L'Sham. Everyone comes there. There's 100 customers there. So Memela, he has no proof to prove that this is his. So he's Meyayish. That's Motzavach Nusarei Ushalot. Bein Ateve Ulechenveni Shalchenveni. Bein Ateve Shachenveni Yoshev Lifoneha. So he saw in the art school, he says, Pshat, Shachenveni Yoshev Lifoneha, according to Rashi, means as follows. That you have a Teve, and the Chenveni is sitting, the Teve is in back of the Chenveni, Shachenveni Yoshev Lifoneha. The Chenveni sits in front of the Teve. V'tomit Neitel Mimeno, and he always takes money from this Teve. V'Neisein Lif, which is in back of him. V'Neisein Lifonov, and then Mistome, if he wants to give change, will give it in front of him, to the people in front of him. Umoicher, and he sells things. It's very unclear, the Lashon of Rashi, V'noisin lefonov umoicher. I mean, what he's selling is not, so umoicher is the merchandise. V'tomid noitel mimen is the money. In the Teva there's money. Shechem v'yoshim lefonov. V'tomid noitel mimeno, he takes, unless there's merchandise also in the Teva, there's merchandise and money, everything. Oh, if you learn there's merchandise, what? Also, there's merchandise also in the Teva. Oh, then it's very good. Oh, so then, Shechem v'yoshim lefonov, v'tomid noitel mimeno, v'noisin lefonov umoicha. So we have this Teva, has a dual purpose. It has merchandise in the Teve, and he keeps the money in the Teve also. So Memela, in this area, from the Teve to the Chenveni, this area is private property. No one goes in this area. Is v'leinafal shum dava ela miyad chenveni. So if something fell there, that's zicha from the chenveni. So that is pshat bein ateva lechenveni shel chenveni. Lifnei shulchani. Now Rashi says shulchani machlif mois. This is a person who exchanges coins. V'naisein mat be'oisov b'shulchan, he puts his coin on the shulchan, shalafano. V'ha'boin lahachlif, and those who come to exchange their coins, hafein naisnim sham mo'oiseihen. Now, and this shulchan, there's money that is put from two sources. The Shulchani puts his money there on the table, and those who come to exchange their money also put their money on the table. So the Shulchan is a place where the money that is put on the Shulchan comes from two sources. From the Shulchani, and from the people who come in. That is a shulchani. That is first, Rashi explains what a shulchani is. And what he does, he puts his money and the money of the customers also was there on the shulchan. Fine. Lifnei ha-shulchani, harei elu shel shulchani. Now, lifnei shulchani, harei u shaloi b'ne, kisul shulchani, harei u shel shulchani. So now, harei elu shaloi, damrinen min haboim noflu, shrei ha-shulchan mafsik בין שולחני למויש שנמצא. בין מן השולחני נפלו, היו להם למוצא בין כיסא שהשולחן, בינוי לכיסא שהשולחן מונח עליו. Now, Rashi seems to say that somehow the shulchan was supported by a kisei. Now, fine. And on this, on this kisei, there was money. And so Rashi says like this. Here it says, Lifnei shulchani arei elu shaloi. So Rashi learns, this is before the shulchan, which is on a kisei. Damrinin min haboyim naflu. So who dropped this money? In haboyim naflu. Sherei ha-shulchan mapsik ben shulchani lemoy shenimtso. That means in this bank, there you come in, there's a karke, then there's a shulchan, and then behind the shulchan, there's a shulchani. The shulchan is on a kisei for some reason. So now, Rashi says, pshat the Mishneh, that if lifnei ha-shulchani means, we'll see, as on the karke before the shulchan. That's how Rashi says, damrinen min ha-boim naflu, shrei ha-shulchan, mafsik ben shulchani le-mois. This mois which we find on the ground, so it's not from the shulchani. Ben shulchani le-moisha nimtso, v'imin ha-shulchani naflu, ha-yim le-motze, b'inay le-kisin sh-shulchani mon-rov, sh-bin on the other side of the table. And if it's on the customer side of the table, on the floor of the customer side of the table, so I attribute that it comes from the customer. So that's lifnei shulchani, a-re-elu shaloi, Bein ha-kisei ulu shulchani. Now this is between the shulchan and the shulchani. Alei elu shol shulchani, because on this side of the table, only the shulchani is there. Right. Aloi keyach peiris mechaberoi. A third did. A person purchased peiris mechaberoi. Oisheshalach loy chaveiroi peiris, a motzla ben mois, re'elu shaloi, so he can keep the money, and moyotzurim noitol omachis. Omar Rabbi Elozo, afilu menochim al gabi shulchan. Now Rabbi Elozo comes and says a chiddush, afilu the money is munach al gabi shulchan. Zot Rashi, Nire be'einai, deloi garsinen tzurim, we are not goyres tzurim, so we're speaking about money without a simen. Afilu monochim al gabi shulchan, you can also keep, harei elu shaloi, you can keep the money. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Elozo. Tnan, we learned in the Mishneh, Lifnei Shulchani, Arei Eilu Shaloi, Ha'al Gabi Shulchan, the Shulchani. So the Gemara says, the Mishneh says, Klo, not like Rabbi Elozo. Rabbi Elozo said that Afilu Menochin Al Gabi Shulchan, it belongs, Arei Eilu Shaloi. And the Mishnah says, Lifnei Shulchani, Lifnei Shulchani Reilu Shulchani, Hal Gabi Shulchan, the Shulchani. Zot Rashi, Lifnei Mashme Al Gabi Karke, it's on the Karke. And that's how Rashi said in the Mishnah also, Reilu Shulchani, Damrine Min Aboim Noflu, Shalei HaShulchan Mafzik, Ben Shulchani Lemoisha Nimtso. Rashi says, Klo, that the money was found on the other side of the Shulchan. That means it was found on the Karke. So it's not from the Shulchani, it's from the Nechnose. Yeah. So this is Akasha and Rabbi Losa. Rabbi Losa said, Al Gabi Shulchan also belongs Reilu Shaloi. The Mishnah Vaistoyis, only that what's on the Kalkis are Reilu Shaloi. Because that comes from the Nichnosim. It's a double shame by Zimit. But on the Shulchan, it's not Shaloi. Now, let us just understand 1 minute before we go further, what is the reason that it should not be Shaloi? Because Rashi said before in the Mishnah, the noisin matbayoisa v'shulchan shalafono, v'aboyin la'achlev avheim noisim sham mo'oisei. So Rashi said, on the shulchan, there's money on the table, and the money on the table comes from two sources. It comes from the shulchani, and it comes from the people, for the customers. So therefore, that's l'chayr pshat and the Gemara's kasha. So why is it a re'elu shaloi? Maybe it belongs to the shulchani. There's different monies on the table. So forget, that's why the Mishnah says, Lifnei HaShulchani, which means Al Ha'oretz, that's before the Shulchan, so that's Zichah coming from the Nechnosim, not from the Shulchan. So that's the Gemara's Kasha on Rabbi Loza. Fine, a Kasha now on Rabbi Loza. Zuk the Gemara, Eimo Sefer. You're right. From the Reisha, you have a Raya, that after Lifnei HaShulchani Al Ha'oretz below Azareelu Shaloi, Baal Gabi HaShulchan, it belongs to the Shulchani. Ein Masefer. It says, Bein HaKiseelu Shulchani Shal Shulchani. Ha'al Gabi Shulchan Shaloi. The Sefer says, the only time it belongs to the Shulchani, if it's Bein HaKiseelu Shulchani, means Bein HaShulchan, and the where the Shulchani is, then it belongs to the Shulchani, because that no one goes in that area. That Zichel is the area of the Shulchani. Gabi Shulchan Shaloi. So forget that is a raya to Rabbi Loza. Elamaha Oleka Olamishma Minet. So you can't bring a raya anyway. That means that we may daik the Mishnah. So from the Reisha, Lachayre is a stira to Rabbi Loza, and the Sefer is a raya to Rabbi Loza. So you can't bring a raya. Verech the Gemara, fine. So there's no raya from the Mishnah. The Rabbi Loza said that if it's Agabi Yeshulchan is also, you can keep it. Hom in Ole. How did Rabbi Loza figure this out? Omarove Masnisin Kashisa. My Irie de Toni Bein Akise Lishulchani Shal Shulchani. Why did say Ben Akishulchan Shulchani Lisnei Al Gabi Yashulchan? Let it say Al Gabi Yashulchan. So you see, Davke Ben Akisi Lishulchani Shal Shulchani, but Gabi Shulchan, it doesn't belong to Shulchani. Now, this was Be'etzem, the Raya the Gemara brought before, but the Gemara said that the Raya stayed Fakel. But so the Gemara says, from the Raya there's also no Raya. Inami, in the Reisha, why does it say Motzo Lifnei HaShulchani Motzo V'Shulchani? It should have said V'Shulchani, you found it in the bank. Kediktoni Reisha Motzo V'Chanus Shaloi. That means if we are speaking about the way you understand, we're speaking about the Kalka Lifnei HaShulchan, that's how you understood. So the Kalka Lifnei HaShulchan, so you found it in the bank. So just like in the Reisha, it says Motzah Bachanus. You found it in the store, you can keep it. So it should say, why was he Mishana the Lashon? You're talking about a store, you're talking about a bank. But it should have said Motzah B'Shulchanus, if you found in the bank. And the bank means the shulchan is an entity with my atzmai. But it should have said, Motzer, if he found in the bank, he's kaine. the diktoni reiche mozo vachanush shaloi. Elish famino afilu menachim agavi shulchan arei elu shaloi. And what's the tait mozo lifnei hashulchani? Lifnei hashulchani means the shulchani is the banker. I found what was in front of the bank. In front of the bank is the shulchan. The shulchan is in front of the banker. So vaistois afilu al gabe yashulchan also is arayelu shalom. Lisne al gabe shulchan shal shulchani kosh kem ben akisel shulchan. Inami nisni bereishe, why does it say Motza lifnei ashulchani, you found in front of the banker. Nisni bereisha motza bishulchani, so I found in the bank. If it's going on the kalka lifnei ashulchan, so say I found in the bank. Diktoni reisha motza bachanus. Bidiktoni lifnei ashulchani afala shulchan b'mashme. It's mashme filo afala shulchan. Now, fine. So now we understand the diuk of Rabbi Loza. But now let's understand the lomdus of Rabbi Loza. Rashi said before, on the shulchan, there are two sources of money. Rashi said, machlif mois benoisein matvei oiso b'shulchan shalofono. So you have two sources. You have two sources of people who give, put money on the shulchan. So why do we say arei elu shaloi? So the Divrei Chaim says pshat. The Divrei Chaim says pshat because you have to be done. You go basaroi. Because roiv of the money that is on the shulchan does not come from the shulchani. Rashi says that the shulchani puts money. So you have five customers in one shulchani who put money on the table. Now I find money, and the shaila is, where does this money come from? There's no simit. If it comes from the customers, so there's yish, because they can't prove it. Maybe it comes from the shulchani. So I go bust a roif, and I'm told it comes from the customers. That's what the Divrei Chaim says. Fine, this is nish zu gefährlich. He also throws in a ha'ore, which I don't know what to do with this ha'ore. He says, really, the shulchan belongs to the shulchani. So even though in hilchas chotzer, a chotzer sheinim mishtameres, and it's not koin and all the good zachen, but he brings from the shmeitze that ba'al muchzik he should be called. So then we have already a problem. So if he's called a muchzik in the money, so then we have a problem in hilchim b'mom and acharoi. When he speaks about the shaila, he says, Roiv tells me that it's from the nechnosim, but he's a muzik. But then he says, we go for the Roiv. If he's a muzik, ready, we have a klal in hilchen b'mom in acha haroiv. Afilu tzururim, let's see Taisvis. Rashi loigoras tzurim. That means it was against Rashi said, Amar Ablos afilu menachem gabi shulchan, nire bein loigorsinin tzurim. We're not koiris tzurim. Because if it's tzurim, there's a simen. Dimoye boi simen machis, because what's the real shaloi? If it's tzurim, tzurim is a simen. Ishlame the goris loi, could be yagayris tzurim. Ay, so what's the rei shaloi? Umayri di ike roiv akum metzuyim shom. That in this bank, this wasn't a pesayidish bank. The roiv akum metzuyim shom. Vehem shaloi. So memele, so therefore, even though there's a simen, he's miyayish. because Rav Shimon ben Elozar, Rav Gamdi Kirsim, and the Loch Rav Shimon Elozar, that you only have to be machiz because I assume it's miyayish because this loiv achim. The Rosh Lemaise wants to say another pshat in the Mishnah, not like Parishvitz. He wants to say the Bailam is miyayish because we have to understand that the Bailam is kavua in the storm. The people who put money, they come and go. So the one who put down his money, he's cheshed the Bailam. And he took it. You're kavu here. So Mustama, I have money here. So he made a simon on it. Mustama, you took it. So he's cheshed the Bailam. He told the Bailam, you took it. The Bailam looks at him, I don't know what you're talking about. So Mamela, he's miyayish. He can't accuse the Bailam. Because since there's other people, we had the Svara before, we had the Aishloisha, that means we have here, since we have the Bailam can say so, since there's other people in the store also, some Amela, so he can't accuse the Bailam, but he personally feels that the Bailam took it. So that's why he's Miyayish, Afilu Yesh Baisim. We don't have to say, speaking about Loiv Akum. That's how the Rosh says Pshat. Halakeach peres mechavere. Omar esh lokish mishum rabiana. Loi shonu elo belakeach minatago. That means, don't learn the Mishnah. Don't learn the Mishnah psazoi halachis tomis. When you buy peres and you find money in the peres, you're allowed to keep the peres. You're allowed to keep the money. No. The Mishnah is only speaking about a distinct case. Loishonu ella b'loikeach minatago. So Rashi says, Shavu lokach tvuezu me'anoshim habe. So the tago is a wholesaler. He purchased it, a businessman, he purchased it from a lot of farmers. V'lo yedi et amaninu. Even the less busim in the shayishu habayim. So we can never know from which farmer it came. So that's, so memele in the tzadava shayin busim, and there is a multitude of people who sold to the tago. So the bailim are miyayish. Avo belekeach mi balabayis. What if a person purchases from a balabos? He's not a tago. So then, the money, you know, the we find money, the pay, that money does not go on trees. Al kochoch, this money is from the balapayres, and you bought it from a balabos. So al kochoch, it's his money. So al kayach mi balabayis chayiv lahachza. Shechayiv lahachza. So the Gemara, so Reish Lakish is saying, and it came in the Mishnah. That what the Mishnah says, Halekeach Peres, that is speaking about Davke Lekeach Peres Minatago, because the money is from those who sold them the Peres, and since they know Simon, they're Miyayish. V'chein Toni Tane Kamei Daratach. There was someone who knew Baraises, and he said over a Baraise, in front of Rav Nachman, he said, the Baraise says Pshat in our Mishnah, Loishonu elo b'leikeach minatado. Avalo b'leikeach mi balabayis chayiv lahachzer. Chayiv lahachzer because you know who it came from. Omar lei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman asked him, I don't understand Pshat in this Baraise. V'chi balabayis ba'atzmoy doshon. How did the money get mixed up in the payers? Hakochach became the sarim in the payers b'shas dishe. So the balabos was not dosh the payers. The workers were dosh the payers. So afilu, when you buy from a balabos, the money does not come from the balabos. It comes from the poilim. In the poilim, so there were 20 poilim that were dosh the payers. It's adovo she'ein b'yisimin. So the male, the person who buys the so hakochach, the poilim are miyayish because They can't prove whose money it is. That's what Rav Nachman is. So why you're saying that the Mishnah is speaking about a certain case, only Aleikeich Minatago, it's not true. The Mishnah is speaking about all cases. Since the payers were previously nidish, so there's a cheshbon of the payim who were dosh the payers, and mamela, the money zicha came from them, and it's ain by simon, so mamela them yaych. Amalei, so. So he asked him, "Is me a show?" So it's, should I say it's a baraisa betois, and I shouldn't be gairis anymore this baraisa. Oh my boy, no, you don't have to be moichik this baraisa. The target must nisoch going shedosh naide avdoi v'shivchosoi aknanim. So that means if it's avdoi v'shivchosoi aknanim, so the money side belongs to the balabos. So Mamela, your baraisa said that what the Mishnah said flatly, aleikeach peiris amoy shaloi, that's by a target, it's always like that. And that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Tavke b'med v'om amulim, v'lekeach minatago. Not lekeach minatago, then the Mishnah isn't speaking about it, and then you have to be done each case pasunda. If the workers are not his avodim knanim, so mamela, then you'll have to keep the money. If the workers are his avodim knanim, so mamela, so then vital, so the money belongs to him, because Masha can have it kon haraboy. So I know clearly where the money is coming from, so then you have to return it to the Bible. So, Rashi doshan bech you atz my doshes atru azoyz alay poilam how by doshu oisa is miay osa baraisa zu migir sosi amalay leitis mi tzatage mas nisech speaking about the boss that was nidish ade avda vishiv chosa v'leikeach min atago perish Rashi Shalokach meyad. Now we don't have this Rashi, and we'll see. Beetzem, and our Rashi is like the second lotion of Tosfos. But Rashi and Tosfos is a different gears than Rashi. Lekeach minatago perish Rashi shalokach mey anoshim harbe. That this tago purchased it from a lot of people. Ve'irev perish yachat. And then he mixed up all the peiris. Beine yedei shal mihein obein beisimin mairi. So Mela was speaking about the taga was ma'arev the peiris. So now we do not know who this money belongs to. Bim toima amai leimuki beilekeach shohu taga. Why do you have to say lekeach mina taga? Can also be speaking about lekeach shutaga. You can't say the Mishnah said a blank statement. If the taga was of the lekeach lepsikalei, the imotza koydim sheshokedei laarve bepeiris acherim. That means that this taga purchases from a lot of balabatim, and then he mixes it up. So if there was a shehiyah till he has time to be malve pesachayim. The imotza koydim sheshokedei laarve bepesachayim. If the tago found it before he had time to be malve, chayv lahavzer, because he knows where it came from before he's malve, so he knows each bushel. He knows where each bushel comes from, and he'll know from the bushel which farmer he got it from. So that's why it's kvar ire v'atago. When a person buys from a tago, so already he gets already payers that were mixed up from all the different farms. So that's why he can say reilu shaloi. So the Mishnah that said a blank het areu shaloi can only be applicable by lekeach minatago, because lekeach minatago is after the erev, and after the erev, this you can't figure out who it came from, so there's yishmai. But if it would say if it will say tago shaloi keach, so then there's different zmanim before this man that it takes to be ma'arev is chaylachza, because he knows where he got it from. Without the ma'arev im shal peres, loy shono bekeach min tago she'ein yedaya lemi lahachza. The person who purchased it, forget about iruv. The person who purchased it does not know, he doesn't know who to return it to. Oy le tago, you return it to the tago. Oy le balabayis, who do you return it to the balabos? That means the person who bought it, forget about iruv. He purchased a bushel of peiros. Now, he doesn't know where this bushel comes from, is it? Where does this, does it come from the balabos? Does it come from the tago? Number one. Afilu im eine hoiva lipo betvue. Afilu you'll say that it's not shriach that should come from the balabos. Ki'im b'shas dishe. It only comes into tvue b'shas dishe. Me'im l'stapik betago. So Memelus, he knows clear it comes from the balabos. So this suffix is not an emissary suffix. But he does not know from which balabos this comes from. The Shita asks, let's ask the Tago. So the Shita says the Tago is not Nemo. So is it the Shita? We have to know this. The Shita's Rishayim Medecha is Nemo by Aveda. But Akaponim, that's what the Shita says. That means when a person buys from a tago, he does not know where it originated from. He doesn't know the sources of the tago. And somehow the tago is not Nemon. So if the tago has five sources, the tago is not Nemon to say this bushel comes from this source. So, Lezeh Apirish Avimotze Lameima Belekeach shohu tago, the lekeach was a tago mishayish balabai shoshova shekfar mocha hatago veina koine yedeya lemiyachze ala kamoi kain mishum dole psikale limataga motza koine shoshoka nelim kelachale nishayish balabai shochayim lachs. So this says the same thing. If it would say a lekeach, if the tago is a lekeach, so then we cannot say a blank statement of Ehu Shaloi. It depends if there was a Zman that was able to sell it, before he's able to sell it, the Taga knows which bushel comes from where. So in that Zman, the Balabos is not Miyayish. So that's why in the Mishnah wanted to say Aloche Psuke, not sometimes yes and sometimes no. That's why the Mishnah Lakech Mina Taga. The lekeach min tago zicha does not know from the bushel that he purchased from which farmer this comes from, and the farmers by this man of mechir already, they know they're miyayish already, because the lekeach will never be able to be mabara who lost it. And then I think the Gan Yakiv says Rashi learned like the second lotion. Lekech min ataga shaf hu lo kaptuzo min noshem habe v'lo yediye the man hino. Not the way Tyson brings down, he was ma'arev the peiros. No, the lekech does not know from which farmer it came from. So that's why the farmer is miyayish.